Live from West Covina, California, this is the first annual End of the Year Awards, presented by The Oddcast. Presenting tonight, Dusty Angel, Jesse, Robert, and Michelle Panera, with special appearances by Britney Spears, Governor Schwarzenegger, and Meatwad. And now, a special musical presentation. Welcome to the first annual Oddcast End of the Year Awards. I am Dusty Angel, here with my dude Robert. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, Dusty?
Oh, it's a new year. I'm feeling good. Next to Robert, we have the lovely Desi. How are you, Desi?
I'm doing good. What it do, baby boobs?
What it do. And Michelle Fanera is actually sick tonight. Hope you get better, Michelle. But filling in for Michelle is the lovely Kelly. How are you, Kelly?
How you doing, Dusty? Sorry, I miss Michelle, doing that every time. So.
Go for it, baby. Give it to me. How you doing, Kelly?
How you doing, Dusty?
I'm doing good, baby. I'm doing good.
We have a Michelle impersonator tonight.
That's great. Well, it's a new year.
Actually, I'm sorry, but I do have to announce that Meatwad had to cancel.
Yeah,
Meatwad, unfortunately. He got a flat tire on the freeway.
Yeah. Meatwad had to cancel because our Meatwad is friends with Michelle. So
yeah, they were going to carpool.
But we do have Brittany here. Brittany still came.
Brittany came. Yeah,
Brittany's here.
She is in the green room.
She'll be here in a little while. She's hanging out in the green room doing something, bleaching her hair.
I hope she's not having too much fun with Arnold.
Yeah, because Arnold's here too. So
Governor Schwarzenegger is backstage.
I don't know. Earlier I saw her tampon string hanging out.
Oh, crap.
Really? That's kind of sexy. You know, I like Brittany.
What?
Tampon string? And she wished me a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, 5 days too late. Huh? Well, it's a new year. The new year's here. The old year is gone.
Finally,
It will be here at midnight tonight.
Yes, midnight tonight, depending on when you're
tomorrow
listening.
Tomorrow I'm going to TAO.
Where are you going, Destiny?
Together as One.
It's a big rave?
It's a big rave at the LA Coliseum.
Nice.
I'm so excited. I got my tickets today.
Nice. That's going to be a good way to bring in the new year.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited because last year completely sucked. Was it last year? No, I'm sorry.
2009. Yeah, we'll say 2009 sucked. 2009 sucked.
Yeah, 2009 sucked. Started off bad. Lost my job in the beginning of the year. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A few months into the year, I lost it. And then the year before, that was horrible, too. So I've had a few bad years, and I'm hoping that this
2010
will be better. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But I'm trying not to so much because it probably won't be. So.
I think it's going to be better. I have good hopes for you, baby.
Hey, if I if everything goes as planned, it'll be a great year for me.
Yeah, we were talking about your future plans for 2010. It's going to be pretty interesting to see where you go.
See how everything plays out.
Yeah, yeah. But what about 2009? How was that for you, Robert?
2009, well, it was definitely a year of changes.
Changes, yeah.
Definitely.
Big change.
I
big
moved
change.
So much in 2009, it was ridiculous. I'm so much like a nomad. I swear. I don't have a home. I go from place to place to place, like Reno Valley, Riverside, LA, Torrance, West Covina.
Damn.
What about you, Kelly? How was your 2009 in general? I mean,
I slept for most of it.
She sleeps so nice. Much.
I sleep like...
Till like 6 p.m.
Yeah, I go to, well, I go to bed at like 6 a.m. and then I wake up at like 6 p.m.
So it works
She's doing
out
that
good.
Crack all night, so you know.
Yeah, I got vampire hours.
Works out good. Speaking of vampires, they had a pretty big year this year, huh?
Vampires.
Yeah.
Twilight. Not into it. I am an Interview with a Vampire kind of girl. Yeah. Twilight just... No.
Interview with the Vampire was the shit. That was one of my favorite
Those are real
movies.
Vampire movies. Yeah. Twilight.
Not this
Sparkling
teeny bopper.
In the sun.
Hey,
shit.
You know what? The storyline was catchy. I got
no,
into
it's
it.
Not.
Did you, you know got into it?
Well, I want to see the next one. I mean, I haven't ran out to go see in the theaters, but when it comes out and it comes around, I want to watch it because I saw
it
the first one.
Yeah, that's
one.
What I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When, it's when Twilight came out, that's what I did. I didn't go to the theater.
Couldn't pay me to see it.
Yeah,
I waited till it came out on video.
Nah, I haven't seen it. I like.
Oh, come on, but you watch movies, but I'm a Cheerleader. It's some like movie probably got for like $3.
Vampire what? In Brooklyn.
That movie we watched.
Yeah, what about it?
It's like really corny. It was funny, but it was like corny.
It was an indie flick. What do you?
It wasn't Twilight-y
but
enough.
You know that Twilight thing. Most of the year was just hype. Getting up to it because it just came out like last month.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, yeah. And I've yet to see it. I don't think I've even seen the first one. To be honest with you.
I did.
So I can't judge.
I never will.
Yeah.
I like staring at the boys. Well, actually, and the girl, three of them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because that was an interesting year for you, Robert. You you definitely had a big change in your life, which is
went
really,
out with
really
a bang.
Cool. Yeah, you definitely went out with a bang. Bill Mahoney came in, and Robert let it all out. And very proud of you, man. That's a way to enter 2010. So 2010. Go for it, full force.
All right.
Maybe not full force, but
yeah, just be careful.
Yeah. Ease into it.
Ease
slightly.
Into it. It might hurt.
Right. I'll take that warning.
Well, I mean, this year we made it through what? Crotch bomber?
Crotch. Oh, you know what they're calling him?
Crotch
they're
bomber.
Calling him taint bomber.
Taint bomber. Oh my god. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Taint bomber.
Could you imagine what that looks like down there right now? Like seriously.
Wouldn't he be scared to like blow off his genitals or something?
He was
like,
planning on dying.
Yeah.
Oh, but why would you want to die that way? I'm going to blow my genitals off right before I die.
Because that was the only way to get the shit on the plane.
That's,
like
yeah.
You can't take them out and then blow yourself up.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Guy's got some sick issues, man.
Yeah. Big time issues.
I mean, if you can walk on a plane and blow your shit off and to kill yourself, like
yeah.
You're palsy. Yeah, he was pre-op.
That was
that's probably why. Hole in it.
He was a hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
So he didn't give a shit anyway. Couldn't get either one, so fuck it.
So think about it. He kind of turned into a joke now amongst all his Muslim Al-Qaeda friends. Like, oh,
you failed.
Come here, tape bomber.
How you feeling down there, buddy?
Like, he's probably a joke now to everybody, dude, if you think about it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, poor guy.
Like, look over here. I'm the tank bomber.
Come here, tank
you can
boy.
Picture, like, some Family Guy skit on that.
Exactly, yeah. Man, poor guy. But what about that dude who like kicked his ass on the plane? The dude,
yeah,
from
that
Amsterdam.
Hero, that hero.
Yeah, he's,
guy.
He's definitely a hero. He's
I mean,
a hero
even though the bomb wasn't going to go off anyway,
yeah.
but you
he
know,
still reacted and like said, "Fuck this, I'm saving everybody."
Yeah,
Amsterdam. Do you think American guy would have did that?
I
don't know.
I don't
American
know.
Guys are kind of pussies.
They say they would.
I don't know anything about.
I hear
the story,
a lot of people.
So.
Yeah, well, Desi doesn't know about the story. The bomb went off, but it didn't work. So the dude caught fire, and as soon as this dude from Amsterdam in the back, saw the smoke and everything, he jumped and like said, "Oh, this dude's about to blow up the plane." So he jumped and like basically restrained his ass. So you know, he was a hero. He was definitely a hero of the year.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Him and that Sully guy. Remember that?
Yeah, Sully.
Sully. Captain Sully was
Captain
the man
Sully.
Too.
Landed the plane.
Exactly.
On the Hudson
New York.
River.
Oh, was that the same time?
No. This is a few months back.
I was like, damn, that's some fucking movie shit right there.
That one happened in January.
A few months back, yeah, I think so.
January.
Like Desi gets all
a few
of her,
months back.
Desi gets all of her news from the Oddcast. So.
Yeah, I listen every day, every week.
If it wasn't for the show, she'd never go look into it.
I don't know what goes on half the time.
We should do more celebrity news.
Yeah, I think so. We need to do more celebrity news. I agree.
Yeah, I watch TMZ all day.
Well, we're doing the end of the year awards today, the Oddcast end of the year awards, and we just, you know, picked a few categories. We Facebooked some of our friends, we texted our friends, and we got a lot of responses back. Like everybody was really, really looking forward to this award show, you know, that we're going to be doing tonight. So all throughout the night, all throughout the show, we're just going to be doing awards here and there. We're going to be talking about the year and all that, you know. So just hanging tight. Hopefully you guys are drinking and smoking and having a good time and all that. I mean, it's you know, the end of the year, it's actually the end of the decade.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's the end of the decade.
I feel old.
Yeah, like we made it through another decade, like 10 years ago.
I was just thinking about this the other day. I'm 27 years old. I'm older than an antique.
I remember when 2000 was exciting.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
10 years ago.
10, like just like that.
You know, I have my high school reunion coming up next year.
Really? See, I had mine a few years
September.
Back. So if you're ancient, I'm fucking extinct, dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What, I have like 4 more years? You guys are just vintage.
Yeah. Vintage is good, though.
I think that one. That one's good.
That one sounds
actually,
a lot better.
I do like that. We're vintage. That's a good one. Yeah, we're vintage. Using that now. We're not old, Robert. We're vintage.
We're vintage.
That's good shit. Good shit. But, I mean, 10 years ago, we all thought we were going to die. Like, you know, 1999, and then now we're here another 10 years. And do you guys think I think we're in for the long haul.
I think our generation is cool for now.
Yeah, we're good.
As far as the world not ending?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to end. Nah. I don't think so.
Maybe with our children's children.
Yeah.
Maybe not now.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
Please, not in my lifetime.
It'll probably just be end of life as we know it. Because, I mean, if you think about it, how many times has the world actually recycled itself?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's got to happen eventually.
Exactly.
Hopefully, it's just not in our lifetime.
Just not exactly.
Yeah, the plans for the mastermind, Mother Nature.
Maybe not your lifetime, Robert. Yours is almost gone.
Oh, whatever.
That was 20-year-old. Yeah.
And that's kind of a shot at me, too.
Was a low blow.
Well, I'm not that much older than her, so.
I don't know if I like that.
Better watch
yourself. We're vintage, damn it. We stay cool no matter what year it is.
A couple years will be retro.
You better watch yourself, Kelly. I will banish you to the cornfields.
Well, it was a big year for, I mean, some of the big things like healthcare, you know, that was probably like one of the biggest.
You know, I was sick last week, so I kind of missed the news. Did they pass that?
You know what, Senate? Yeah.
Did they really?
They were supposed to pass it before Christmas so that everybody could take their vacations.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
I think Senate passed it, so it still has to go. I forgot the whole, I haven't been in school in years, but it has to go through Senate, then House, then something or other. I don't know, but. Something passed, and it looks like we all may have health care if we need it. I don't know.
Didn't that gay law go out this year too?
That what?
The gay law or gay?
Was
that this year? Or was that last year? I don't know.
The gay law?
It was this year. Was it?
I remember living in like
Prop
by
8?
The South Bay. Yeah.
No, that was last year.
That was last year.
But
Prop
I mean,
they went through the whole process last November.
Uh huh.
But it had rebuttals and you know
all that. Yeah, at the beginning of the year.
Trials and stuff like that.
Okay, so I'm off.
But you're marching in those. Parade.
Did you really? Yeah. I went too just to pick up on the lesbian chicks.
How was luck there?
Did you have any luck?
Not at all. No
shocking.
Luck whatsoever. Wow. Yeah. Shocking. Apparently, I was.
Gee, I wonder what it was.
The guys seemed to like me though, but that's another.
I think
story.
It's because of that dangler you got.
Yeah. True.
Kinda
I did.
You
should have went as a dyke.
Off.
Then you would have got
somewhere.
I wore
baggy pants though.
You guys could have scissored. And then you can tell her, I just brought something to strap on. Yeah.
I don't scissor. I don't. Everyone says that like lesbian scissor. I've never scissored.
Scissors turn me on. If it's what I think it is.
Is that just the porn thing? It's probably just
it's
the porn.
It's when girls connect through the legs, right?
People scissor.
Okay. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Scissor.
Yeah. I don't get it. Like, what do you get?
Just try putting a vibrating dildo between your scissors.
Rub them together.
It gives us stuff to do while you guys are scissoring.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. That's the truth of it all. I don't know.
Hey,
what's up?
It's their one hit, pretty much. Most annoying song in the world, too. You know? It's like that same sentence over and over again.
Most annoying song of the year. Boom, boom, pow. Black Eyed Peas.
So 2000 and late. I got that boom, boom, boom. That future boom.
Poker Face. Lady Gaga. Blame It on the Alcohol, Jamie Foxx.
And the winner for Most Annoying Song of the Year is... Blame It on the Alcohol, Jamie Foxx.
I kind of like that song.
I still like it. I still played it out.
Although I can still dance to it, it was played out.
It was played out.
Thank you, Kiss FM.
Big Kiss FM power. I literally remember turning on three radio stations and this song was playing at the same time. Yeah.
How did Lady Gaga make that list?
They played that out. I didn't like her. And they played her music so much, I started to like her.
I'm tired of that song. I'll never be tired of that song.
Kelly loves Lady Gaga. She does a mean Lady Gaga impression.
She's not my idol.
Oh,
Can we get a rah 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 ha ha?
What about that shrine in your closet I saw?
Of Lady Gaga.
Hey, Lady Kelly. Gaga almost ate shit right now too.
Hey, Lady Gaga, give us a little rah rah.
Not Lady Gaga.
Just give us some rah rah. Come on,
rah 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 ah ah.
There we go.
See, she's all shy.
Oh look, there's Lady Gaga on TV.
Oh look, speak of the fuck. I told you that shit follows her.
Oh, nice.
What did I say? This bitch texts me and fucking all of a sudden bad romance comes
Lady
on the radio.
Lady Gaga, you're connected.
I'm like,
Lady
oh my
Gaga,
god, we talked about her right now, and then Lady Gaga showed up on the TV screen.
That is great.
Dude, tell me, how did you get that service? I want to sign up for it.
We were actually Siamese twins at birth.
But if you think about it, all three of those songs were like played the hell out. Like Boom Boom Pow, I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
I love that remix better.
Did you like the remix better?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it was cool. It was a nice change of pace, but I mean, that original, like, and people would kill that one line. I'm so 2000 and late, you're still 3,000 and wait.
You
I'm
have
like,
that
no,
shit
you got
off,
it wrong.
Dude.
Exactly. I'm like, no, you got it all wrong.
I'm so 3,008, you so 2,000
exactly.
and late.
See, I would correct him in my head, but I'd be like, yeah, you got it, buddy. You got it. Good idea. Yeah, I mean, every time, if I hear this song in 2010, I'll probably end up blowing my brains out.
Well, you better not listen to Amp Radio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't want to listen to 97.1 because they play the hell out of this song.
They will.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. But it's a good song. They're good musicians.
I don't know. I'm not tired of this music because I never hear it. You know? I mean, I listen to like Motley Crue. And,
oh,
like,
okay. So when you hear metal. This, it's like, okay, cool. Well, it's not really old.
When I do, but I don't. So.
Yeah.
It's like my first time hearing it now.
They actually, Black Eyed Peas, Eminem, and Jay-Z are pretty much neck and neck for the top selling album of the year.
Really?
Yeah. All hip-hop, pretty much hip-hop influenced artists. Pretty cool, huh?
It's funny because I don't even care to listen to either of those albums.
Really? Yeah.
I don't like hip-hop.
You don't?
I like hip-hop, but I just don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a big follower.
Yeah, I don't follow.
I like some stuff, but I'm not a big follower of hip-hop.
In general, you're not. Yeah.
I'm not lining up my haircut or anything.
We don't pop, lock, and drop it.
Yeah, see, I'll pop, lock, and drop it quick, just like that.
It's
but
cool
I'll get
to
stuck because I'm 32. I'm old now.
No, I bust
the robot.
But
you're
31. I'll be 32 in May, so I'm kind of like just rounding up now. I'm getting used to it. It's 2010.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I'm telling people
I'm 28 already.
Yeah. See, just get used to it.
I did it in November. I'm like, yeah, I'm 23, and I didn't turn 23 until December.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Just ease into it. It makes you feel better.
I forgot that I was actually 23. He thought I was turning 24.
Oh, yeah.
He posted on our website that show that we did about the, you know, whatever age we were. I forgot. But yeah, he put 24 on the website. And I'm like, now everyone thinks I'm 24. Great, made me look older.
Whatever. You look good for 24.
Yeah, exactly. See,
you don't look a day over 23.
I look fucking 16, I swear.
You could kind of flip it on him. Well, it was kind of an interesting year for a couple of the teeny bopper like pop princesses, because Miley Cyrus kind of did something dirty at the 2019.
I saw that.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, damn.
It's funny because I don't want to look at her that way,
but
then it's
do,
like, oh,
yeah.
Man,
okay,
bitch.
Let me tell you what she was doing. She's up on stage.
Uh-huh.
They have like a runway, and then in front of the runway, there's like this box with a pole sticking out of it.
It was like, wasn't it like an ice cream stand thing?
No, it was like a box
on top of a pole.
Uh-huh.
And she gets on the box and starts dancing on the pole like a fucking stripper.
Her dad's in the audience like, that's my girl.
Yeah.
I thought it was like an ice cream cart with a pole on it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It was a pole. It was a pole.
I was just
touching myself. Sorry.
Oh my god.
There was a pole involved.
Well, it was on top of the ice cream stand.
Yeah, though. But it was nasty because her dad was there.
Yeah.
And he's all standing up applauding to her.
Don't break my heart.
Did you see what else she had this year? She got a tattoo under her boob.
Well, see, she's a whore. She's a whore.
You know her real name is Destiny.
Is it really?
What?
Yep. Her real
Destiny
name?
Destiny Hope.
Really?
Yep. Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a cool name.
But she legally changed her name to Miley Cyrus because that's her name. That's what everybody knows her as. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Why would her wasn't her last name Cyrus?
Yeah, it was Destiny Hope Cyrus. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
But
okay.
She changed it to Miley.
Okay.
Because she smiled when she was a baby, so she became Smiley, then was shortened to Miley.
Wow, that's funny because Destiny's nickname when she was little used to be Smiley too.
Okay,
Smiley.
We're like lost twins. There we go.
You and Miley, me and Gaga.
You and Gaga, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny. What a coincidence.
Well, somebody else who I kind of like, because you know I'm kind of fond of the white chicks. Jessica Simpson. A few months ago, she actually. You don't really see.
I don't like her either.
I kind of dig her. She's
too
a little
dumb
thick
for me.
Yeah, see, I like
and I
don't
even find her attractive.
Yeah, really,
she's not attractive.
Yeah, see, a few years back, I kind of liked her a lot more.
She's
but
got, like rabbit teeth and shit. Yeah.
She's got a nice booty. But on September, like sometime in September, her little dog actually got snatched up by a coyote.
I remember that.
It got snatched up by a coyote, and she actually Twittered it and like made a big deal about it.
Oh my god.
I thought that was kind of funny.
The celebrities and their goddamn Twitter.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Chris Brown actually deleted his Twitter account because he like went off on some rampage about Walmart like blackballing his
Don't
his
beat
album
on people, and maybe people
exactly
buy your fucking record.
Exactly.
Don't get mad; it's your fault. Shit.
Speaking of not beating on people, what about Charlie Sheen? Dude, what's up with like that?
He's a fucking lost cause. I don't know why women keep marrying
but
him.
Yeah, it's like what the hell? He's pulling sword. Didn't he like pull a butcher knife out on her? Or something?
Yeah, he pulled a knife on her.
Yeah,
he used to be a cokehead and shit.
Yeah,
so,
he was
come
a big
on
time.
Now.
Yeah, 80s like coke dude.
You know, he should really take some lessons from Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, just chill the hell out. And
because,
now,
you know, they had the you know the same thing going on.
Exactly.
They're both coked out, getting both caught, beating women, getting caught, exactly, getting in trouble. I mean, you know, Robert Downey, he really worked it out.
Around. $10 million a film now or something yeah like that. Like, yeah, he's
Iron Man, Sherlock Holmes.
Dude, this
Iron Man 2.
And he's a great actor, actually.
He's really good.
Robert Downey Jr. is one of my favorite actors, actually.
I knew I didn't like him
really
when he was
good
young, but now older, he's definitely he's pretty
come
good.
Along. Definitely come along. Yeah, so Charlie Sheen didn't.
Did he
really
do Watchmen too?
Did he do Watchmen?
Wasn't
no,
that
I don't think
no,
so.
That
think
wasn't
so
him. I swear to God, I thought that was
Robert
him.
Downey Jr.
The guy like
from Iron Man.
Yeah, the guy like in the fucking movie, like the one that rapes the other girl or some shit.
I don't know. I really didn't watch that movie.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't
thought
see
it was
either
him the whole time. I may be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, but yeah. So I mean, not really a good year for Charlie Sheen, dude. He's
if anybody out there knows if that was Robert Downey Jr. in The Watchmen,
let us know. Please.
I'm probably wrong again. So.
Please. But yeah, and what about our hot friend? Because she's one of my favorites who I like seeing on the cover of People and all that. But Kourtney Kardashian actually, she had a baby. Yeah, I was like, damn, too bad that wasn't me.
She's the only one married to a white guy or with a white guy.
What does she do? Why is she famous?
Exactly, she's
a Kardashian.
Yeah, she's.
Why are the Kardashians even famous?
Why are the Hiltons?
Because Mr. Kardashian, Father Kardashian, was on the O.J. Simpson.
But he's just a lawyer.
Team.
He's like,
yeah, but
he
was
got
a big
famous
case
through that.
Big
well,
time.
Okay.
And then also, remember, Kim Kardashian also had that sex tape with Red.
Oh,
that's what really launched
Ray J.
But, you
know,
yeah, but you see, if he never got like the popularity through defending him, if her sex tape wouldn't be released because she'd be a nobody.
True.
Right.
True.
So
it's her dad's
well
fault.
Technically yeah be with Ray J, so then yeah they would know who she was. And
I
then they'd
just
link her
I don't
back
like
anyway
the Kardashians. I think they're ugly. They're fat. You need to go throw
really
up.
Really? Oh, my God. Oh.
Well, they're stuck up, but they're nice to look at. They're
throw
eye candy.
Yeah, throw up on me, please, Kardashians.
They're eye candy, so I wouldn't say I wouldn't stare.
I don't think they're cute.
Let's do another one.
Oh, my God, girl. Check out this guy. I mean, like, does he have enough gel in his hair? A nice t-shirt and the sunglasses. Come on. In a club, so over it. What a douchebag.
And the winner for Douchebag of the Year is Octomom. Octomom, a
that
woman.
Lady.
He's what?
A woman got Douchebag of the Year.
Really?
Wow. I mean, that's what the people
that's
voted
kind of
for.
That's odd.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what the people voted for. So Octomom is Douchebag of the Year over Kanye and who else?
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. See,
why is she a douchebag?
You know what? I don't know. You know what? Ask me 7-8 months ago, I would have told you. Probably because because she's just a douchebag. I don't know. That's
you know,
what
it's,
that's
it's because, you know, she had, what, 6 kids before, and then she went and fucking got pregnant.
Yeah, there we go. That was like, yeah.
Eight more kids.
Yeah.
She doesn't even have a job.
She's a leech. Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah, there we go. Now it's all coming out. Yeah, leads to douchebag. Yeah, she's definitely.
People needed to stop like putting her on magazine covers and interviews. That's where she was getting all her money.
Exactly, she was getting a lot of money from that shit. A lot of money, but to beat Chris Brown and Kanye West, that's a pretty big deal.
I know they were beat on Rihanna, and the other guy fucking
took Taylor's
wow. first spotlight in the MTV Awards.
Exactly. Look, let's think of that.
This is kind of why the Octomom is such a douchebag. Listen to this.
Police had been called to Nadia Suleiman's house before she had the octuplets. Now we've got the 911 calls. Let's take a listen to one of them.
Please God help me. What if someone came in the car, some stranger, and oh God, I'm gonna kill myself. 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 I'm gonna kill myself. Oh. Hey, don't say that in front of your other child, okay? Keep yourself under control for your other child. He doesn't need to hear that.
Can you believe that shit?
Oh my god, bitch got issues.
Dude, I mean, that was kind of turning really? Me on a little bit. It sounded like she was like doing
oh, that, that turns you on? I want to kill myself. Yeah, I want to kill myself.
The way she was saying it, though, she was like, yeah, oh, God. Right? Oh, God.
See? Kelly feels me.
Maybe they just called in the middle of having sex.
It was like a Jim Morrison type thing. Like, I was like, oh, shit, she's stabbing herself. I like that. No. But yeah, nah, she was definitely, at the beginning of the year, a pretty major douchebag. I mean,
she's
got
everywhere. Some loose bolts and...
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I'm surprised Chris Brown didn't win, because that guy is a major douchebag.
Yeah, so you say Chris Brown.
Yo, this your boy Chris Breezy. And I beat
you, boo. I'm not surprised by this.
Yeah. He fucked his career up.
Yeah, he's screwed.
I guess I must be a douchebag because I have no problem with Chris Brown at all or Kanye.
You always go against us, Kelly.
I know.
I love it. Girls. Yeah. He fucked his career up because he was at the top.
He's as bad as Tiger Woods.
Yeah, so. Oh, dude. He could have been the next Usher, like, seriously, but killed it. Killed it in one night on the way to the Grammys. They were on the way to the Grammys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who beats on their girlfriend the night of the Grammys? Like, they're going to take pictures of her, dumbass.
Hello.
And then you're going to walk in with her, don't you think? You know, they're going to look at you funny.
But you know what? You can't blame it all on Chris Brown. I mean... From what I hear, the stories is that Rihanna's pretty feisty herself.
Yeah, she could be. She could be.
Regardless, he shouldn't have hit her. He's stronger than her.
Yeah, I'm.
But I feel you, though.
And for who she is, you're a dumbass.
Rihanna's a pretty badass chick, I guess.
She could have started
it. I think she's a copycat.
I think she's hot.
Look, right after Lady Gaga came out, Rihanna popped out with, like, shoulder pads, and she started wearing no pants and just, like, stockings like Lady Gaga, and she started getting all crazy. So
you're
think,
just a
but
Lady
Rihanna's
Gaga
always kind of been a little edgy with
no,
this style
No, she
anyway.
Has. I've never liked Rihanna. I think there's nothing special about her.
Her ass, for one.
Oh, I don't like
her eyes.
Okay, I love ass.
She has beautiful eyes.
Yeah, she has beautiful
eyes. I think
she's
ugly.
And her accent is gorgeous. No. Gorgeous.
But you know what? I'm really surprised that Kanye West didn't win.
Yeah, because that was my pick.
That was like a shoo-in.
Yeah. I voted for Kanye personally. And he was a douche. Big time. I mean, come on.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Asshole, right? Asshole.
And it was her first time accepting an award. What a dick. She's gonna remember that forever.
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you think he would do that if that was like Young Jeezy or like Snoop Dogg up there or something?
Hell no.
Exactly, right?
It's because of a little white country girl.
He picked his battles, exactly.
Well, I would have done the same thing. I don't like Taylor. I probably wouldn't have done it for Beyonce because I don't like Beyonce either. Yeah. So I'd wait
Lady
for
Gaga,
somebody
like,
good.
If Lady Gaga lost, you'd probably
or
do it
Britney
for her.
Or Britney or somebody like
excuse
important.
Me, I just want to say, I'll let you finish, but Lady Gaga had the best award song of the year.
Fuck, I do it for Paris Hilton.
Oh my goodness.
I would too.
Oh, Stars God. Are Blind is like the best fucking...
What the hell?
You know,
you're crazy.
Kanye West is even douchier.
Why is that?
Because he did this the next day.
I immediately knew in a situation that it was wrong and it wasn't a spectacle or just, you know, it's actually someone's emotions, you know, that I stepped on. And it was very, it was rude, period. And, you know, I'd like to be able to apologize to her in person.
Yeah, right.
His boss Jay-Z
so
made
when did
that.
You know?
She made fun of him on Saturday Night Live.
Afterwards,
watch this, listen.
Doing it, when did it strike you? Uh-oh. Like, like, soon as I gave the mic back to her and then she didn't keep going.
What a dumbass.
He didn't say as soon as I walked up to the stage. He said as soon as everything was done, I realized it was, you know what?
I gave the mic back to her and she didn't start.
Yeah, he was definitely the biggest, in my eyes, the biggest douchebag of the year. Just that was personally the one that I voted for. I
would have voted for Taylor.
You would have for not
as douchebag of the year. How can you say that?
Well, why didn't she say anything? I would have like smacked him and grabbed the microphone back.
Exactly,
if I was
right?
Her.
Something.
So she's being weak for not doing anything.
Exactly. Seriously, I don't know. I would have personally seriously, I would have punched him.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to fault her for doing it.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody's going to be like, oh, Taylor Swift punched him. Oh,
do you think
good
she'd
job,
do
Taylor.
Much damage, though? She'd hit him. You'd probably look at her like, what the fuck? Yeah,
just
little white
it.
Girl.
Grab the microphone back. Like, embarrass him.
Seriously.
I know.
Can you imagine they were fighting on stage? There. But, like, come on. Can you imagine this little white girl grabbing this mic from this big old black guy? Like, give me that, you fucking motherfucker. You're fucking my speech up.
Exactly.
Like, oh, my God. Do you know what time it is, you guys?
What time is it?
It's time. For a very, very special guest.
Are they coming out of the green room?
One of them is.
One of them is. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Who's here?
Miss Britney Spears.
Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, my God. Britney, how are you? I'm Dusty. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Britney.
Let her in. Oh, my God. Did you doing okay back there? Everything?
I was doing good. You know, did y'all know you were catered by Taco Bell?
Yeah, we did that for you.
There and exactly. I was like, hey, Merry Christmas.
Robert said Del Taco. I said Taco Bell.
Oh, it's Taco Bell.
Because I know Britney.
You know.
I love Britney. I've loved you since 1999, Britney.
Oh, really?
Seriously.
Since Baby One More Time.
It's definitely a pleasure to meet you. It's so good to have you here to announce
Thank
this award
you.
For us. Seriously.
Hey, go ahead and announce the award.
Okay, but first I'd like to give a shout out to Jean Sean Preston. They were back at home with Jason. Mama loves you, babies.
Oh, boy.
Good job. Okay.
Preston, huh? Okay.
Sean Preston.
That's your baby, right?
Yeah.
How old is your baby now?
I have babies.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Poor Brady.
No, they're toddlers now. They're like 3 and 4.
I like it.
She thought they were part of her, like, like, you know.
They're not
assistants.
Your chihuahuas.
They're not your assistants. Or
I thought they were from the Taco Bell.
They're not a chalupa. Don't eat them.
Go for it, Brittany.
Okay, I'm going to present the award for the most overlooked celebrity death. And surprisingly, I didn't make the list, y'all. I'm still here.
Yay.
I'm a little bald, but I'm still here.
Hey, but another Brittany isn't. Brittany Murphy.
That is right.
So one Brittany a year. Maybe next year?
You? are you trying to say I'm going to die?
I hope not, but... Damn, maybe. Baby,
too
you're headed
Taco down. Bell.
Go for it, Brittany.
And the celebrities who are nominated are...
So, I've been a little depressed lately because of all the recent celebrity deaths, you know.
Most overlooked celebrity death. Ed McMahon. Farrah Fawcett. Bill Nye.
And the winner for most overlooked celebrity death is...
Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett.
Good job, Farrah.
If you think about that, that makes a lot of sense, because she died like a few days before Michael Jackson did, right?
She died 2 hours before Michael Jackson did. Like
that. She died 2 hours.
That's horrible. The biggest star in the world, you died 2 hours before him.
Yeah, everyone like paid attention for a few hours.
Wow. So, Brittany, what did you, when you heard that Farrah Fawcett died, did you even care?
I did for a minute, but then Michael died, and then I just kind of forgot.
Did it just forgot? Did Michael inspire your career, Brittany?
He did. He inspired me to become a white woman.
Nice. Good stuff, Brittany.
Did he inspire you to go brunette?
Yeah, because your hair looks nice. I meant to say something.
Thank you. Actually, I was going to shave it again, but I compromised and just let him dye brown.
I kind of like that shave.
How is that a compromise?
Well, because I wanted to do something different. I wanted to go back to shaving it. And they were just like, well, if you're going to do anything to your hair, you can dye it a different color.
Wait, let me guess. You bought your hair dye at...
The Walmart.
Of course.
I was going to go pink, like my pink wig, but, you know. They're like, no, stick to a natural color.
Your dad said that, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, Brittany, where are your kids right now?
I have kids.
Hello.
Oh, that's
we
right.
We have to remind her every... You notice I'm reminding her every 5 minutes.
Yes, Dory.
They are back at home with Jason.
Oh, okay. Jason.
Jason,
the raper? Not the town raper. Rapist.
Raper. No. That's her new boyfriend.
Oh,
her
new really?
Boyfriend, Jason. Yeah. Oh, okay. They're back in Louisiana with him. They probably went to the Walmart with Piggly Wiggly right about now.
See, we don't have Piggly Wigglies out here. I wish we did.
Oh,
you don't. No, we don't. Not in California.
You need to go to the Piggly Wiggly. They have a barbecue out back. It's the best. I always take my pig petunia there.
Your what?
A pig petunia.
Oh. I thought you said your pink petunia.
Oh, no. It's not pink.
Well, Brittany, it's such a pleasure to have you here. I mean, if you don't mind, I'm just gonna sit here and stare at you for the rest of the time that you're here, because I'm a big Brittany fan personally. Not your music, but of your looks.
What do you mean, not my music?
I mean, damn, did I say that? Oh no, you make great music. You're a great singer.
You dance great to it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, great.
Except for that one year at that one award show.
Oh yeah, oh,
Brittany, can we ask you a question about that?
Sure. I don't think I have a choice anyway.
What the fuck?
Yeah. San Diego.
What the fuck were you thinking? Yeah.
One word. Weed.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, so cool.
Stepping down. So you went from the pills to the weed.
That's the weed. I want a Taco Bell more than ever after that.
You should be a Taco Bell spokesperson.
I should get an award for keeping them in business.
Exactly.
Throw that up on my grandma wall.
I mean, she ate 8 tacos back there, guys.
I know.
I mean, literally. She ate. There was 10. We bought 10
I only
pack.
Bought 10.
She ate, and Arnold only got 2. I mean, unfortunately, Mr. Schwarzenegger. So he's probably back there hungry and upset, but we'll get to him later.
I am the reason why Taco Bell's open 24 hours. Y'all didn't know that, did you?
No.
You are.
Yeah.
Really?
Because, you know, they don't know which one I'm going to show up at. I've gone to Taco Bell's all over the U.S.
Nice. Wow, Brittany. Well, it's really cool to have you here. You going to hang out with us and chill?
Of course.
Cool.
You know what, Brittany? Why don't you go ahead and go over sit on that couch?
Yeah, go sit
right
there's tacos over there.
Over there.
There's tacos over there.
You have to tell me twice. Bye, y'all.
Yeah, can you get Kelly for us?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Kelly!
Yeah. She's stealing one of your tacos. You better go get her. Go get it.
Oh, hell no. Bye, y'all.
Oh, I love Britney Spears.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh my god, I just got clobbered by Britney back there.
Yeah, don't worry, Kelly. We will. She's in a trail of tacos.
Don't lie, you were hitting on her. You lesbo.
She knocked the damn chalupa out of my hand.
You know she likes her tacos. Well, Kelly does.
Yeah. Well, you guys know I like my older ladies, and this year I don't know they kind of made a comeback this year because Sarah Palin was all in the news and what's that Kate Gosselin chick?
Sarah Palin.
Kate Gosselin.
Look, did you see Tyra Banks was her for Halloween?
She was really not.
Well, she changed her outfit throughout her show, but it was hilarious because she was like Kate Gosselin.
You know who else was her for Halloween?
Who?
Heidi Hamilton.
Really? I think I did see that. Yeah. That's funny.
But Tyra's also Kim Kardashian, and she had 2 cardboard cutouts of Khloe and Kourtney on each side of her, and she walked around, so it looked like she was the Kardashian.
Wait a minute, Dusty. I have to ask you, though, because you said the Kardashians are eye candy. Is that including Khloe?
The chubby one. That's the chubby one.
You know
one.
What? She's a huge Chewbacca one.
It's not. I was just telling her that yesterday.
No, yeah. She's like Chewbacca.
Yeah, she's kind of the man one. It's probably just Kim, actually.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe Kourtney for a little bit, but Kim is actually the one I'd probably like to stare at for the
most.
Yeah.
See, if you ask me, I would have to say I'll relate it to drinks. Like Kim, I wouldn't need anything to bang her. The one who just had the baby, I'd need just 2 shots. The one who's the chubby
need
one,
a whole fucking bottle.
I need a case of beer and 2 blunts. Yeah.
Wait, if Kourtney wanted to fuck you and didn't have anything to drink, you tell her no.
No, I'd bang her right then and there, yeah. With
probably
no
bang Khloe,
no,
too, so.
you'd bang Khloe.
You'd bang her. You'd bang him just be like, yeah, I'd bang Khloe Kardashian.
I've had worse, trust me.
Just do it from behind.
That's not a good thing
my college
admit.
Days, I've had worse.
Hey, take one for the team, just do it.
No, you know what? I was looking at her on the TV show the other day, and she doesn't have a bad body. Her body's good. It's just her face that's fucking fat.
She's just thick.
Yeah,
she's thick. A big girl.
Yeah. She's a fucking Chewbacca.
And I
she doesn't have a bad body.
What is? Oh,
she's just
I will
a big
call
girl.
Her Chewbacca.
It'd probably be like having sex with yourself because she's probably about as big as
about
you.
As big as me. Yeah, which I've
well,
never
that's a
done
scary
that.
Girl. Can you imagine her on. Next to me? Like I'm like a probably
that'd
midget.
Be perfect for any narcissist.
Yeah, exactly. Which I'm borderline. So that would be interesting.
Borderline narcissism
still,
or borderline personality disorder?
Having sex with someone the same mass as you?
Yeah.
Would you have a problem with that?
I've had bigger.
I'm so glad to be little.
I've had women who are way bigger, who weigh more than me. Yes.
Wow.
So, yeah. But not as tall as me, but.
And you're still living
like
and breathing here with
like
us.
5'6", 195.
Oh, my God.
College days, man. College days. Every guy has one. Every guy has one. That'll be another show.
Okay.
I think I've ever been with a fat person.
Robert, have you had one?
Had one what?
Been with a fat person.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? We all have one. We all have one.
I was ever with a fat person.
And we'll never tell.
I was with a tall guy, but I couldn't.
You know what? I was with one too, but she wasn't fat. She was just bigger.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't like obese.
Bigger like the Kardashian obese chick.
I've been with a thick girl, but not like anything huge, where I can't see your vagina.
Oh yeah, no. See, I had to like. It took me a few minutes.
Not like the dough where you roll it till you find the wet spot.
No.
God, I was banging her elbow for like 30 seconds until she.
I'm like, oh shit, that's not it. God damn it.
Seriously,
I don't know if I gotta search for it. No, thank you.
I came on her knee. I was like, oh shit, my sorry. Because it looks like Play-Doh.
That's so gross.
I don't know.
Worst fashions of the year.
They are skinny jeans on guys, gladiator sandals, and what was the last one?
And the last one is plaid.
Oh, yeah, and the winner is
skinny jeans on guys for the worst fashion of 2009.
I like skinny jeans on guys.
You like skinny jeans?
I like skinny jeans on guys.
I prefer a guy who wore that.
Really? See, 2009, my pants got a little tighter, but I'm not feeling the tight thing where you can't even walk, you know?
No, I'm not feeling that.
Even my dad wears skinny jeans.
What?
Yeah.
What?
My dad wears skinny jeans.
And it's
no, wait. You're not
probably wearing 501s or something.
Well, not like skin tight, but they're skinny jeans. They're not like...
They're just straight cut.
Like, if I don't want the jeans, like skinny jeans on guys, like the way girls wear them, like skin tight.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about like just where they wear tighter jeans.
You see, that's...
I think it's cute.
That's cool, but not...
I like everybody in skin
tight. Skinny jeans is a total different monster. Like, no. This is a total...
These are the guys that wear them halfway down their ass.
That's the worst.
They're all bunched up.
Well, you have the punks that wear them extremely tight, and it's like, do your balls feel okay? Like, are you okay down there?
The worst has to be... Is fat guys in skinny jeans.
Oh, I've seen that. Those fucking fat punks are like, It's like, oh, dude,
even
please.
Fat girls in skinny jeans. I used to hate them.
Oh, my
when
God.
When you see girls and their hips are like wider and then it gets narrower at their feet and they're wearing the little tiny flap. Like an upside down triangle.
But they got like a roll and then another roll and then like you can see where their skinny jeans are like suffocating their fucking stomach. It's like, bitch, did you not look in the mirror before you fucking walked out? Because I know damn well I would not walk out like that if I weighed that
skinny
much.
Jeans are Meggings. Though, Robert.
Stop with the Meggings.
I know, get over the Meggings.
I was going to get you a pair for Christmas.
What are Meggings?
It's, you know how girls wear leggings with like tunics over it? You know? It's Meggings are leggings for men.
Really?
Like Peter Pan's.
Like what would a guy, okay, Peter Pan. Right, I was about to say, what would a guy wear them with? Like
just like a shirt and gladiator sandals.
Gotcha.
Wow. What the fuck are you, where the hell are you going? And, like,
with the merce, you know?
Show merce. Look, do me a favor. Show me a picture of somebody wearing them. Somebody cool.
Google Meggings.
And if you buy them, I'll try them on.
You know what it is, though? Because for this past like fashion season, they were doing the whole androgynous thing, and they were putting girls in suits and guys in Meggings. So.
Wow. Meggings.
They were trying to like unisex.
Some more transgender shit. Okay, Kelly.
It's not transgender. It's just clothing. It has nothing to do with gender. It's just clothes.
I know. But, well, you're switching like
Falufa?
The gender style.
That's pretty interesting.
Like, I don't know. It's just clothing.
Like, I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, it's I don't know that. I'll try some Meggings. Fuck
You'll
it.
Try some Meggings.
I'll wear them and I'll
are
take
you confident
a picture
enough?
Of that shit. I'm confident in my man.
Show off your
does
Meggings.
It show off the package nicely? That's what I'm worried about. I just want to make sure
it's
the package
like fucking
looks good.
Tight.
Okay, cool.
But
I'm down.
But
it's spandex for guys.
Wouldn't you have a like a long shirt over it?
Yeah, or? You put a shirt over it. Well, you don't have to. No one's forcing you to.
How about some plaid? So, plaid.
Otherwise,
plaid Meggings and gladiator sandals.
Otherwise, what kind of top would you wear with that?
Just any shirt you want. Go to Express Men. You'll find
the
one.
The three.
I like their pants there.
The
producer pants
Men.
Are good.
I used to get their t-shirts.
I like
when
the pants.
I was a little.
I like the pants.
You like the pants?
Yeah.
The Meggings.
Meggings.
No, the pants.
The
we're
going
to have to. Hey, I'm confident enough. Robert, we're gonna dress in Meggings. And what? We're going to take pictures. Fuck that. We're going to do it, dude.
Actually, you know.
I want to hold you guys to that.
You guys will dress in
Meggings. You announce that,
and
I'm going
to
hold
Desi
you to
will
it.
Wear, like, suits and ties, and we'll do, like.
Do a photo shoot. No, I'm serious. I'll hold you guys to that shit.
We'll
do some Meggings.
Me and Destiny said that we were for Halloween, we're going to go as each other.
Yeah, he's going to dress. He's going to look like me, and I'm going to look like him. I'm going to put dark paint on my face with a goatee and glasses. I'm going to wear a short wig. Yeah, I'll do that shit.
Or you could just cut your hair again, Desi.
Fuck you! I'm not cutting my hair.
I have to wear skinny jeans.
Crazy. Yep, you're gonna wear some skinny jeans, and,
I'll be in Meggings. Fuck
some
it.
Temporary tattoos.
Oh, so yeah, I got like a fake sleeve.
Yeah, that's awesome. See, you could totally buy those. At
you gotta wear some contacts and paint your face kind of white.
Oh god,
I'll do your makeup. It'll be easy.
See, for 2010, one of my resolutions is to not give a shit about what people think. And damn it, I'm gonna wear Meggings.
Wow.
I think you really like them.
I want Meggings. They sound comfortable. Fuck Snuggies, I want Meggings.
I told you he was in the closet, too.
That doesn't mean I'm in the closet. That just means I want to be comfortable. I want my package to look nice.
How are you going to be comfortable if your package is being crushed?
Nah, it seems like it'd be kind of spandex on the package.
Yeah,
seems pretty,
it's like spandex-y. Yeah.
Seems pretty interesting.
Whatever. Yeah. Go for it, Dusty. Go for it.
I
got to see that.
Oh, God.
Next.
He's an ass. And he's dumb. He's a dumbass.
Dumbest publicity stunt. Balloon Boy. Ideal Spencer. White House Party Crashers.
And the winner for most dumbest publicity stunt of 2009 is... Balloon Boy Dad. I have to agree.
That guy was fucking stupid.
That guy's an idiot. Did he get charged already?
Yeah, he actually got, was it 6 months in jail? I think he actually got jail time.
They're doing some jail time.
Yeah, 6 months, literally. Yeah, that's good because think of all the resources they wasted lying to people that their kid floated away in a balloon. And for like,
no, I'm surprised they didn't get punished even harsher.
Yeah,
because they fucking shut down an airport.
Exactly.
Used some fighter jets up there looking inside the balloon.
Exactly.
They shut down traffic somewhere. It was just like a big catastrophe.
Tens of thousands of dollars of resources that they wasted.
They affected a lot of people.
I am also personally upset because they turned off my program when I was watching Maury. I was about to find out if he was the father.
Are you serious?
They interrupted for like breaking news.
Was he black? He was the father. No, I'm just joking. I'm black. I can say that, damn. No, I feel you, though. I hate when they turn off shit. You're what the hell?
Just about to announce something. And
that happened with my brother with the Princess Diana thing.
I killed Princess Diana.
Remember that? It was the Laker game.
No, for me it was different.
Oh, okay. What's up? Give it
this
to me, Robert.
It's hard to talk about.
Robert, you gotta confess on the show.
I killed Princess Diana.
What?
No, not literally.
Hold on. So only us and our eight listeners know this, right?
No, I killed her. Because the night she died, I was watching TGIF. Remember that?
TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. That, It was Urkel and all that.
And
Step by Step.
We're watching a good show.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch was on.
Uh-huh.
I really like that show.
Okay.
I mean, Melissa Joan Hart, she's kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
What a homo.
Talking cat.
Well, yeah, now we know, right?
Yeah, you knew. Yeah, we know now.
And so they interrupted the show, and, you know, they said that Princess Diana had crashed.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was kind of upset because they interrupted the show.
Yeah.
The show came back on a couple minutes later. And the show was getting good. It was like, you know, I'm more than halfway over.
Uh-huh.
You know, come to the climax of the show.
Right.
The message.
Uh-huh.
And they interrupted it again.
And what'd they say?
And I was like, this bitch better be dead.
Because they're
fucking
Robert?
Interrupting my show.
Hold on. You said that?
Yeah. Yes. We didn't know she was going to die.
First of all.
And then a few minutes later, it pops on the screen. Princess Diana just died.
Robert
died. Shit.
See? That's horrible. See, I'm going to tell you right now, because you were one of the only guys who wasn't watching the NBA Finals, because it was the Laker Finals.
Every guy in LA was
watching
it.
He was watching Sabrina.
So you did it. You did it, Robert. You were the only guy watching Sabrina, and you said it in your head. That's horrible, dude. That's horrible.
Sorry.
He jinxed it.
Wow.
I mean, we were all shocked, like, oh, my God. I
don't even remember that. I was, like, 5 when it happened.
I remember it.
I definitely remember it. I remember it. And that's
you were
how
not you, 5.
That's how you felt about Balloon Boy interrupting your shit. Because that shit pissed me off.
He interrupted Maury.
Yeah, lying. First of all, it's a big-ass lie. Because I felt sad for the guy for like 3 hours. It was like going on for a few hours, right? Like, my son's in the sky and I don't know. And like, it was a trip.
Like 2 hours.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like, to find out it was a lie, and the kid like was throwing up and saying, "Daddy, we did it for a show, didn't we?" or some shit. Yeah, like that.
I didn't put much.
The dad put him on blast. I mean, the kid put him on blast.
News put him on blast. While they were live.
Nice.
And the news said something like, "You know, why were you guys doing this? How come you didn't come out? You know, when they were calling, you could obviously hear people calling you. Why didn't you come out?" And the kid was like, "Because Daddy said we were doing it for a show."
Exactly. And he sounded like Stuart from Mad TV. Exactly.
Yeah. No.
Exactly. No. See, that was some
BS.
Let me do it. Think about this kid. Like, he's going to grow up and, like be fucked up now. He's fucked up.
Maybe. Yeah.
Especially
with the... I mean, your dad's pissed at you because you fucking...
Pissed, right? Yeah.
I mean, you blew it.
The dad didn't feed him for like 3 days.
God, he probably beat him.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, we haven't seen that kid since. Does anybody... Somebody better look into that.
Oh, God.
Where is that kid at?
I don't know.
Because I haven't seen him since.
Me either.
Check Angelina Jolie. She probably adopted him. Or Optima. Exactly. Or Madonna.
Exactly. Speaking of Angelina Jolie.
Fuck, I hope Britney didn't take him. She mistaked him for fucking...
Back there shoving tacos.
John, what are their names?
Sean Preston.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Jaden James.
Oh, there you go.
But yeah, too bad it wasn't real, because I would have really liked to hear the story of a kid going up in the sky and like what he saw and if he would have survived and all that.
Yeah.
But it was fake, so it kind of pissed me off. And yeah, fuck the kid. But we need to look into that, because something happened. I think that kid's like dead now or something, because we have not heard from him at all.
I don't know. We'll see.
Seriously. I don't know.
Next week. Put your foot in your mouth moment. Aubrey O'Day. Whoopi Goldberg. Harry Prejean.
And the winner for biggest foot in your mouth moment is... Aubrey O'Day for calling Hitler and Castro brilliant.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Does she not really know who they were?
So Aubrey O'Day, for anyone who doesn't know, because I didn't know who the hell Aubrey O'Day was, she is actually...
Isn't she from the hills?
Something, yeah. She's like
Aubrey O'Day? Isn't she from like Laguna Beach, the hills?
Pussycat Dolls or something.
No.
Something like that.
Aubrey, she's...
No, like, I don't know.
She's from the hills or Laguna Beach.
Yeah, and she apparently...
I used to watch that shit.
She apparently said that Hitler and Castro were brilliant. She was talking...
She's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know what? The weird thing is, I know what she was trying to say, but she didn't execute it very
well. Exactly, because you know what, Kelly? I agree that... sadly, Hitler and Castro,
because they had the power to like control people that
well. They
but
used
it's
just it for
not
bad.
Something you admit,
right? Exactly.
It's nothing to be proud of. Or...
Maybe you should clarify that when you're saying it.
They used it for bad, you know. But
yeah,
if you think about it, they were.
Maybe they printed it out of context. You know how the media likes to do that.
But the other nominees were Whoopi Goldberg when she said that she didn't think Roman Polanski
raped a 13-year-old.
Really?
He only kind of raped,
didn't rape a 13-year-old.
Okay.
She said that on The View, right?
Yeah.
How do you kind of rape somebody?
Yeah, exactly. How do you not rape somebody?
Was it molestation then or before rape?
I think she probably meant because the kid probably wasn't like raped.
Right.
You know, she probably... Because from what I understand, her mom told her that it was okay. Her mom let her do it.
Right, right. So that's, once again, she probably should have said it a different way or something. I don't know. Open mouth, insert foot. And the other person was Carrie Prejean, who was Miss USA.
Prejean.
What is it, Prejean? Okay.
Prejean.
Who was Miss California USA, and she was actually stripped of her title for contract violations because of her views on gay marriage. She was very opposed to her views on gay marriage, and she let it be known, so they stripped her of her title. So
didn't she have open to do mouth, like a porno and stuff?
Did she?
I
don't know. Shit.
I read that.
I think she had naked pictures.
She probably did.
No, I heard there's a porno like out there.
Before or after?
Not like, I don't think like a porno, but like a home, like Paris Hilton stuff.
Right.
A sex tape.
Yeah, a sex tape.
Huh.
Really? Of her like sucking stuff and stuff?
I haven't seen it, but that is what happens.
Wow. Oh, look. Carrie Prejean sex tape video free. Just Googled it. Yeah, and apparently nippleage and everything. Interesting.
Wow.
Wow. So
we know what Dusty's watching.
We know what he's downloading tonight.
Exactly. You poor, here I come.
Bookmark.
It's like, thank you, Kelly.
For real. You just, let me put this in my favorites.
You know I have your back, Dusty.
So yeah, Carrie Prejean has a sex tape. Everybody check it out. That could be the sex tape of 2010. Fuck it, because I know I am.
You know what? It's time for another super special guest.
Really? Is he ready? He's ready.
Mr. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. No,
thank you. Thank you,
Arnold.
No.
How are you? No. We're sorry that Brittany only left you two tacos. I hope you're not hungry.
Ah, fuck that bitch. I'm shutting down Taco Bell because of that. I own California. You're going to have to go back to fucking Louisiana. You're piggly wiggly. Yeah.
Now, do you need anything to drink or something? I feel so bad. We're treating the governor like shit, Robert. What's up, dude?
No, we're not.
Because we thought five and five, you know, five tacos for you, five for her. But no, she went in there and started.
I thought six for me. Look at her. She doesn't eat. She can't even feed her children.
That's true. Well, Arnold, how's things going? Because you kind of messed up the 2009 was a bad year for you because you kind of fucked the state up. We're in budget crisis. I mean, billions a day we're losing.
Dusty,
what's going on?
You don't tell the governor he fucked
the
state
up. I'm sorry, dude, but I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time. Dude, you should have stuck to Terminator.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're the governor of the state of California. I know, Arnold. It's kind of tough, but
he's as dumb as Brittany.
Yeah, you picked some good ones, Robert.
Thank you.
Seriously,
thank you.
Where did you go to school, Arnold?
In Austria. I didn't grow up here. I went to Austria and I came here and then I decided to do movies and then for movies I decided to become governor. No, from California, and then cauliflower calculator.
California.
Oh,
Jesus, this is gonna take all night.
Arnold, do you act the way you do because you have a small penis?
I don't have a small penis.
I've seen it.
That's
Arnold.
What Lou Ferrigno said.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Where?
Online.
I want to see
really?
It.
Because my muscles are so big and so small.
Arnold, just pull it out. Pull it out for Kelly.
Leave me alone. I have a little wiener.
Don't be scared. Let's compare wieners, Arnold. Come on.
I think we need to get him some enzyme.
Biggest wiener is the new governor of California.
Here, I'll be the judge. Since I'm gay and I don't have like a bias towards it.
Kelly, exactly.
Okay.
Kelly has
so you sleep with me because technically I'm a girl. Yeah. I have a vagina. It's a clit.
That's the truth. I knew
it. The real truth.
You're on steroids.
He's a traninator.
I've never done steroids in my life.
Yeah.
You swear?
I swear.
You know what, Arnold? I swear. I'm sorry, Governor. Just you go ahead and present the award.
The MILF Award. I can't remember my line.
The MILF of the Year Award?
Oh, yes. The MILF of the Year Award is...
My mother is a MILF. My mother is a MILF. My mother, she's a MILF. My mother, she's a MILF. Everywhere I go, I just see the same MILF. God damn, she's a MILF. God damn, she's a MILF. That M-I-L-F. M-I-L-F. MILF.
MILF of the Year. Sophia Vergara. Holly Berry. Jessica Elba.
And... The winner is the.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one, Arnold. The winner for MILF of the Year?
Sophia Vergara!
Shit. Robert, help her out.
Sophia
Vergara.
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 Vagina?
Vergara.
Sophia Vagina.
No.
Vergara.
Arnold.
She has a vagina.
I knew this was going to happen, Robert. I knew it.
Hey, y'all. Heard someone say vagina. My fallout
Brittany.
Again.
Get down to here, Brittany. Give me my fucking tacos. Get down. Get down, Brittany. Get down.
I have a taco for you.
Look what I got, Brittany. I got a taco.
I got a taco as a chalupa.
Damn, we ran out of tacos. Shit.
Oh, no. I like chalupas.
Give her the chalupa. Chalupa. It's over there.
Go get it, Brittany.
Go fetch it.
Go.
Go.
Fetch.
No.
So Sophia Vergara, is Robert Vergara?
Sophia Vergara.
Vergara.
She is super hot.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
She's a Latina actress, actually. She was real big in Central America. And she came to America. She's been in a few big movies. But she's smoking. Compared to Halle Berry and Jessica Alba, they're all beautiful, fucking beautiful women. But Sophia Vergara was definitely my vocal.
You know, I really would have chosen Halle Berry.
Robert... I grew up
I agree.
Masturbating to Halle Berry.
I would have chosen Octomom.
You know what?
I agree.
You like Octomom, you know, Arnold.
She's kind of pretty, actually.
Actually, I'd bang her.
Her fucking lips are huge.
Exactly.
So is Angelina, and everybody likes her.
Don't no. you know what? Don't they? Know, you know what they call girls with big lips?
DSL.
Exactly. Big sucking lips. Exactly.
She's on it. She has the DSLs, and we love the DSLs.
Stop, you guys are exciting, Dusty.
And Robert. I think we're both getting a little excited here. No, Octomom's hot, seriously. I personally...
I would not touch that.
I give her... if she lost 30 hold pounds, on, she'd before be super
you,
hot. Well,
you have very, very low standards.
You
I wouldn't
have
say
to,
she's hot, but she's not unfortunate looking.
You would have to stick to the DSLs because I'm pretty sure that shit's like...
Exactly, yeah. And the after belly,
like,
yeah.
After like 13 kids, yeah. You know.
She's doing the dance flick chick. Thing she's beatboxing
yeah,
with a coot. She beatbops. I said a hip hop, a hippie to the hip hop. Yeah.
Oh my god!
But wow. Yeah, Sofia Vergara's hot. Halle Berry, actually, Robert, like you said, I grew up. Oh my god, I love. And when she got pregnant, her boobs got big. Oh my Jesus Christ! They like doubled. Like they just out of nowhere just
who?
Got.
Wait,
huge.
What? Who?
Halle Berry's boobs just got big when she got pregnant.
I didn't really notice.
You didn't know? Oh, my God.
I think I'd vote Nicole Richie MILF for the year.
What?
Really? Yeah.
See, you and your damn crackheads.
Yeah, I'm not a Nicole Richie fan.
I like
I'm,
you I'm guys did heroin together, didn't you?
Yeah, I liked, we did.
I liked Nicole when she was fat.
Oh, why?
That's when I liked
you know
her.
What? I'm sorry. Nicole Richie just has no side of pretty.
No, not
what
not
about
for
when
me.
She was bigger?
I
no.
Think she's
no?
No.
Oh, I wanted
she
to do
has
her.
A crack face.
I wanted to do her.
I think she's hot.
I kind of like that, too.
You have some very weird taste.
Did you ever watch a show, Nip Tuck?
No, I never said, but I know which one you're talking about.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, there was this actress in it that was, I forgot her name, but she looked like Nicole Richie. She had that face, that pointy face, like a crack face.
Really? I see it now. I don't know, but I just know I like her. I like her a lot. But I liked her when she was chubby. I liked with the extra chin, with the side when she,
why?
The muffin tops.
Why?
Because she just, more to grab onto, you know? Like, yeah. Now there's nothing there. She has nothing.
No, well. She was really skinny for a while, but after like this last kid, she looks pretty good. She's
does
like,
she? I haven't seen
she's
her.
She's not
recently.
Like bones, but she's not even like chubby
really?
At all. She's like.
I bet she's amazing in the sack.
She looks good right now.
I personally bet she's
why
amazing.
Why would you say that?
Because yeah, she seems like a
because she
whore.
Seems like exactly. There you go. Exactly. Like I believe Britney is amazing in the sack.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh my god.
You know Britney munches vag. You know
yeah.
she does. Oh.
Yeah,
I'm sure she has.
I bet yeah. exactly
for Taco Bell.
Lonely me. Exactly. You got some tacos?
Some practice.
For real. Yeah. Oh, Britney. We can't talk about her anymore because I'm
she
getting
may
chubbies.
Hear us.
Blue balls. I'm getting chubbies over here.
Ew.
No, Britney's one of my favorites. You guys don't realize
yeah.
this.
I love Britney.
I have my. She's in my white girl category of chicks that I like because I have my white girls.
Remember
my black
right
girls,
when
my
Slave
Mexicans.
For You came out?
Yeah, oh, the slave. Oh, yeah, and the one on the plane when she was on the plane.
That toxic,
toxic. Oh, girl, shit! If she knew what I did to that video,
oh boy,
Robert. No, let's move on.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Most shocking outburst: Serena Williams, Republican Joe Wilson, Christian Bale.
What don't you fucking understand?
And the winner of most shocking outburst is Serena Williams.
I knew it.
Congratulations, Serena. And actually, you know what? I'm sorry, but Serena Williams actually is here to apologize as
she
her
is.
Acceptance speech.
That is
yes.
so nice.
Basically,
Serena,
what happened was involved in a tough match in the semifinals of the U.S. Open and, you know, defending champion and all that other stuff. And I was playing a great opponent, Kim Clijsters, who actually ended up winning the tournament. And she had
good.
A wonderful comeback and just had a great tournament. But I was it was a really tough point in the match and
right.
was really close and got a really tough call that wasn't the correct call. And, you know, things got a little heated, and I had a conversation with the line judge. It didn't go so well, and that's basically what happened, and it was what it was, and I feel like, you know, people are human. I'm not a robot, and when I'm out there, any athlete, any competitor, anyone who really loves what they do and who has real passion for what they do, they really want to do the best at what they do in that moment, and if something
all
isn't right, or if you get a bad judgment,
all right, Serena,
it's very
that,
critical.
That music means
point.
It's time to wrap it up.
Up,
wrap it up, Serena.
Let it go. Let it go. Get over it.
Not okay. that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Miss Serena Williams.
That was a nice for her to apologize, at least. I mean,
it was.
I don't think the other two even apologized. Republican Joe Wilson never apologized to Barack Obama for calling him a liar.
No, he didn't.
She just rambled on. She's very high.
I think she was. She's actually she's from Compton, actually, and they get kind of gangster out there. So
she's from the ghetto.
Yeah,
party in Compton.
But you know, that Obama thing was pretty bad too.
There are also those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This too is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
Wow.
Damn.
Lie. Just call them out right there in the middle of Congress.
That
everybody.
Was pretty fucked.
That's pretty interesting, yeah. I wonder if that's ever happened, like, if that's ever happened. I don't think it's ever happened before. No, that's a big deal.
That's some disrespect right there.
And a lot of people, even John McCain, said that was very disrespectful. And wow, that's a big moment. What do you think he thinks right now after saying that?
I think he thinks he's a fucking big ass douchebag.
He should have been in douchebag of the year. He's probably thinking
that'd have been kind of good for douchebag of the year.
Wow, I don't know, man. That's ridiculous. He was definitely a good runner up. Who was the other one?
There's some definite, you know, that was fucked up for Mr. Barack Obama.
Yeah, poor Barack.
This is Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
Let's get this party
started. Ready to go.
What?
I've got better moves than
George Bush and John McCain. Ready to go.
I love that thing.
Barack should play that every time he walks into the room.
He should.
Seriously, that would shut Republican Joe Wilson's ass up. Punk ass. Try to steal my shine. I'm just trying to help everybody out. You calling me a liar, bastard?
That's here you go.
Got more better moves than George Bush and John McCain. I love that shit. Seriously, love it. Poor guy. I don't know.
Poor guy.
Yeah, because he probably fucked himself up. Did he even apologize for that? I don't think he did.
Oh yeah, you know he did. Congress made him apologize.
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or the House or something like that. Somebody made him apologize.
Wow. What about was it Christian Bale? Did he had an outburst too? Right.
His was pretty bad.
Yeah. I like his.
Yeah. His is kind of interesting.
Sounds like me.
Take your fucking ass! I want you off the fucking set, you prick. Sorry. Now don't just be sorry.
Wow.
Think for I'm one sorry. Fucking second. The fuck are you doing?
Oh shit!
Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I fucking walk
the
around?
The guy said yes, I
am. No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I?
Wow.
No, don't shut me up.
I wonder if he's on like crack or something.
And rip your
Kelly, what do you think?
Wow.
In the middle those
of the
crack
scene. Then why the fuck
actually,
are you walking through?
Really?
Like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you?
Wow. That's Christian Bale, the guy.
Don't you fucking understand?
Who played Batman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Batman.
Wow.
I didn't like his Batman voice.
Because he talked like this.
Yeah.
This is Batman.
Sounded like he smoked cigarettes for a very long time.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, seriously.
I have laryngitis.
Joker was the shit, but yeah, poor guy. Who the hell, like, I want to see who Bruce was when he said, shut the fuck up, Bruce. I wonder who Bruce is. That's who I want to interview. I want to interview Bruce.
Yeah, I think Bruce was the light guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely want to interview Bruce, seriously. I definitely want to do that. Speaking of Batman, actually, they weren't even in the top 10 illegally downloaded movies of the year.
Batman?
Batman wasn't. I was very surprised that it wasn't. The number one actually illegally downloaded movie of the year was Star Trek.
What?
Exactly, yeah. I found that pretty interesting myself.
Because those funny? Trekkies know their way around on a computer.
Look, no, that's funny because... I may or may not have downloaded that movie.
Oh, my God.
See?
You know why? Because it popped up in the screen. So I downloaded.
That's funny, dude. Yeah, so Star Trek, dude. Those Trekkies are illegally downloaded shit. Number two is actually Transformers, which I understand a little bit more. So... And The Hangover was actually number four, which is
that was funny.
Great movie, isn't that? That was probably personally the best, my favorite comedy.
I love
of the year.
That movie. I barely watched it like a few days ago fully because every time
you know
the
what?
Other times I tried, I couldn't.
You know
finish
why
it.
I wanted to see it?
Why?
Because I rented it a couple of weeks when it came out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because when we went, me and Destiny went to go see a taping of the Chelsea Handler show.
Uh huh.
And one of the guys that works there kind of like amps up the audience and you know gives them direction when
uh-huh.
to clap and
yeah.
when to hoot and holler.
Right.
Well, that guy was actually one of the extras. He had a walk-on role.
He was the cop.
on The Hangover.
Oh, okay.
You remember when they got brought to the police station?
Yeah, the guy. Yeah, the guy tall with the guy.
Kids? Yeah,
dude with the black chick on the side.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Yeah,
that guy's name's
That guy's funny actually. Steven, he played a good role.
Steven something Steven.
So he was the guy warming the crowd up at Chelsea Handler.
Yeah,
Chelsea Handler.
He was kind of annoying, but
really. But yeah, The Hangover, great. That one's going.
I like when he pulls his tooth out. At the end of the movie, and you see him holding it. It's like, oh my God,
that's
so
funny. He played the best character. I like that guy.
He reminds me of
freaking
McLovin from
Superbad. Yeah.
He's like a grown-up version. He plays dad or something.
You know what movie just barely made it into 2009? I just saw it last night. It was so good. It was Avatar.
Oh, okay,
It was amazing.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't heard one bad thing about Avatar.
I've heard it's really good, but I haven't seen it.
It's really long, though.
Really? Is that like a good movie to get high to? Like. I've heard it's
be good to
absolutely
see high.
Amazing.
Well, I don't know to get high, but if you're gonna like have an acid trip, it'd be pretty
see
good.
That oh mushrooms or something. Yeah. You just opened a door.
I just opened
you've been
it.
Full of like opening doors tonight.
I know.
First the what are they called, the tight men tights,
Meggings.
I might go to the movies and watch Avatar.
You're
in
gonna
my
wear
Meggings
and drop some acid and then go
I wear
Avatar.
A snuggie
just might with the snuggie a plaid snuggie.
Don't forget your gladiator sandals.
Oh my god.
Take Brittany. I think Brittany's free on the
like,
Friday
what
night.
Happened to Dusty? Kelly got a hold of him.
Exactly right, dude. What the fuck, Dusty? Where what the hell? Oh yeah, I've been hanging out with Kelly, man.
We'll get you a nice wig.
Oh my god,
you can get one wherever Brittany gets hers.
And Harry Potter was number 7. Those Harry Potter guys are
Hey, you know, I saw a Facebook update that you had.
What's that?
And I'm getting the idea that maybe you have a few good movies that I need to see.
Oh, okay, what's up? I do have a lot of movies. I
no,
do.
A few recent movies.
Oh, my doubt. My Viva La Bootleg.
Yeah,
yes,
that one.
Viva La Bootleg. I am totally into bootleg movies because they're charging us 12, 13, 14 bucks to see a damn movie. They're making money hand over fist. I'm going to go to the Mexican dude down the street and get it for $5.
Now you get
them
for like $2 a piece.
Exactly. You could get, yeah, now you can get like three for five. Like,
I go to fucking, if you go to fucking Florence Station on Florence, and I don't know what the other fucking cross street is, but in LA or Huntington Park, I don't know, or South Central, I think it is. Anyways, you go there, they're right there in the corner.
Right there, exactly.
Blue Line
Station,
cigarettes.
Florence.
Yeah,
Blue Line Station on Florence, you can get fucking cigarettes, you can get fucking bootleg movies, you can get anything right there. For reals, I'm serious.
Love it.
Jesse, let's go, I need one. I need a Mika.
Love LA. So yeah, Robert, whenever you want to borrow some movies, just let me know.
I'm gonna have to.
I usually have
hit
them.
You up on that.
I have this.
See,
is
my
it.
Friend's collection is almost all bootlegs. Yeah. Like, I had a friend that had that.
I got This Is It, Michael Jackson's movie. Yeah. The day after.
Dusty, remember we went to Carlo's cousin's
house? Yeah, her other friend too. Her friend, our friend,
Carlo.
Yeah, his friend had nothing but bootleg, whole shelf, and they were all bootleg. You can tell they're like those really thin cases.
Yeah, yeah.
With the
exactly.
cheap covers and shit.
Yeah, you put it in, you hear people coughing and walking by and laughing.
I got a Hercules one like that years ago when I was like in elementary school, and there's actually literally people standing up walking through the film, and you see popcorn fly out.
Exactly.
And like, that was a cheap fucking bootleg right there.
Exactly.
You know what?
What's up,
it
Robert?
Is time for a super special award.
Is it our last award?
It is.
It's our last award.
It's
for
a
the Oddcast 2009 end of the year awards.
Yes.
Oh my god,
it's the podcast of the year.
Now this one is very special to us.
This one is
because we love all three of these nominees.
We do,
and they've supported us in ways that we can't even thank them enough. And we put out a Facebook announcement and we texted our friends and we asked them, what is your favorite podcast? And this is what they said.
Podcast of the Year. The Single Life. The Pretty Good Podcast. The Podcast with Adam Akadoshis and Maddie Blake.
And the winner for Podcast of the Year is... The Single Life with Sam Phillips and her crew.
You guys, thank you very much. This is a huge honor. I am almost speechless, but that's just not possible. So I will go on to say, I will treasure this award, and I will place it in my trophy case of awards. I do expect something tangible, like a certificate, framed perhaps, a meal at Palermo's, some kind of party in my honor, and of course The Single Life. And what else? And I really want to thank my co-runners in this category, Adam Akadoshis and Manny Blunt. and the PGP. That is a very stellar group to be nominated in the midst of. So thank you guys. And we look forward to many years of podcasting love back and forth between your crew and my crew. Thank you.
Wow, Sammy, we love you so much. You think she was high when she did that?
Probably.
She smoked a joint right before she did that. Oh man, she's the best. Really cool. And
that's
she
the best way to accept something.
Exactly. High. That's the only way to accept something is high.
Oh, we love Sam.
Shout
so
out to
much.
Sammy, George, the monkey,
Yanira,
everybody,
Randy.
I mean, if we forgot you, we really want to thank you guys. You guys have been a big inspiration for what we do, and you guys are really doing it big over there. And the audience loves you guys. Apparently, you guys won Podcast of the Year, and you guys are definitely. I think I can speak for the majority of us in here. We definitely love you guys the best. We
definitely,
love the single life. Love the single life. Shout
hey,
out!
I've
to
been
you guys.
On it.
We hope you guys Twice. really have a good 2010. We see nothing but success for you guys.
You've been on it too, Dustin.
Yeah, I've been on it also. Yeah, they're like family.
I'm waiting
they're
for my
family.
Time.
You know what? If we have time Friday, I think we might be able to do that.
Oh, awesome!
I could ask.
Yeah. We're really looking forward to 2010. I mean, it's been a good year for me personally, and I'm really looking forward to the Oddcast and what
Fuck
we're going to do. In 2010, and 2010 is going to be a better year. It's going to be an odd 2010, and that's going to be a good thing, I think. It's going to be a nutty year for us, and it's going to be a good thing. We're going to take this to the top, guys. Seriously.
You know what? I think we should dedicate this show to Michelle.
Yeah, because she's sick at home.
Poor Michelle. You should have heard her when she called earlier.
She sounded like shit.
Oh, she could barely talk.
Poor Michelle. We love you, Michelle. And hopefully you can tomorrow's New Year's Eve, so hopefully you can get out and party. Cause,
man.
I'm not feeling too good myself, but damn it, I'm going out to party. I don't give a shit.
Poor Michelle.
Yeah. We love you, Michelle. This is in your dedication. We want to thank you guys.
It's time to go.
For coming. Robert, did you have a good time?
I had an excellent time. I've been waiting for this all year.
Me too. Desi, did you have a good time, sweetheart?
I had a great time. I need to sleep because I have a big day tomorrow.
And Kelly, my love, did you have a good time?
I had a wonderful time. I have to go wrangle up Brittany now.
Yeah. You know what? Let's.
We're gonna go eat tacos together.
Brittany, come and say bye real quick, Brittany, please.
She's gonna try to eat her tacos. I love you.
Thank you, Brittany, for coming out. I'll be thinking about you tonight.
Thank you
lovely.
Very much.
Thank you.
And we want to also thank Arnold for coming out.
Yes, thank you. California.
It's been a great year. We're looking forward to 2010. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. Peace.
Bye.